6, get in the mix, stir the batter, constant chatter on CKUT 90.3 FM. Did I miss something?
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. And beyond, and beyond. And beyond, and beyond. And beyond, and beyond. And beyond, and beyond. And beyond. Are you up for it?
Diana the Musical by David Bryan and Joe DiPietro. Day 1. Yesterday, I spoke to my friend Robin on the internet. Robin is a very nice and very intelligent person, and I was talking to Robin about my recent fascination with making commemorative memorabilia of the British royal family, but using images of actors from made-for-TV movies instead of the genuine article. I started doing this a few months back. It arose from becoming obsessed with made-for-TV movies about the British royal family. I made a series of commemorative plates, usually using made-for-TV movie actors playing the royals, but sometimes cheating a bit and using royals from lookalike agencies.
We all want our love to be for always.
Box, canvas, high-class deluxe, wall art was the inevitable next stage. I made orders for deluxe printed stills of the cast of Harry and Meghan, a royal romance observing a military parade.
We all want our love to be for always.
And ordered for my sister, who lives in one of the UK's first modernist houses a couple of doors down from where Stravinsky used to bunk, an A3 plush box of Murray Fraser as Harry.
Make it last forever. I'll be loving you always. Will the love that's true.
Which, I hope, has taken pride of place in her living room. It didn't stop there. I went on the eBay. I discovered there was a made-for-TV royal movie about Prince Andrew. This I had to see. It's called Fergie and Andrew Behind Palace Doors. And perhaps, for obvious reasons, it is difficult, if not impossible, to find. And I did not find it. What I did find, however, on the eBay was a set of 40 colour slides from a German TV network, emblazoned with German language text of plush, deluxe colour stills from Fergie and Andrew Behind Palace Doors. And oh, how they glow. The reds are so red, the greens, the greenest green I've ever seen.
Okay, I've ordered the
Each slide is branded with the text, Fergie und Andrew, Scandal im Palast. Copyright TM3, which it turns out was a television network that ran from 1995 to 2011, with a particular focus on women, fashion shows, and daily lifestyle. One night, I spent hours shining a torch through the slides, making royal abstract shapes on the walls in the pitch darkness. The reds were so red and the greens the greenest greens I'd ever seen. I had relayed all of this to Robin in Poland, who replied, I see they've made a musical about Princess Diana. Have they now? So, today, I watched Diana, the musical.
Thank you.
very old Sledmans talking.
Day 2. Yesterday, I watched Diana the Musical. Lottie also watched it.
Why was Barbara Cartland in it?
I woke with the songs from Diana the Musical swirling around in my head. Lottie was humming songs from Diana the Musical whilst chopping food for the guinea pigs. The guinea pigs are called Suet Gerald and Vivian Westwood. They are large and rotund, but covered in long, flamboyant hair. They would sit in well for one of Barbara Cartland's dogs, in fact. It struck me how long it had been since I'd seen Harry and Meghan, the royal romance. Barbara Cartland wasn't in that. But Barbara Cartland, to our mutual surprise, was a character in Diana the Musical. Not only did we learn that Diana was, by marriage, related to Barbara Cartland, we also learned so much and were reminded of so much about Barbara Cartland. Her sheer profligacy. She wrote 800 novels which, as described in Diana the Musical, apparently all have the same plot. I have to talk about it like this, as much to my shame, I've never read a Barbara Cartland novel, but there are a lot of them.
If you piled them one on top of the other, how tall would that be?
Looking directly before me as I write, I can see 67 books, all of various widths, but I suppose averaging out. The thinnest I can see is Stephen Temison's Woof Woof or Who Killed Richard Wagner, and the thickest I can see is Walter Moore's 13 and a half lives of Captain Bluebear. So, somewhere in the Barbara Cartland equation, this evens out to an average book. This row of 67 books makes 1 metre 57 centimetres, so let us approximate 100 books to be 2 metres. This would make Barbara Cartland's books stacked, reach 16 metres into the sky.
Time is the reef upon which all our ships are wrecked.
We decided to make it and went back to the eBay.
We all want our love to be for always. We cannot bear to think of the rapture and wonder of it coming to an end. And we strive with our hearts and souls to make it last forever.
Day 6. All the Barbara Cartland books have arrived. We didn't manage to get quite all of them.
But we've got quite a lot of them.
In the intervening time, we haven't watched Diana the Musical again, but it has been, somehow, lodged in the forefront of our respective minds.
How does James Hewitt feel about this? It's a song about him having sex with someone who died.
We used Yoo-Hoo to glue the books together and fixed the backs of them with lollipop sticks until we realised this really wouldn't do the job. Then we had to go down to B&Q to pick up some plush, deluxe, quality timber, both for holding the stack of books together, but also for support at the rear, because we quite forgot about the centre of gravity in our late-night speculations. The tower of Barbara Cartland books did indeed reach something around 14 to 16 metres into the sky. The neighbours didn't mind, because they were both fans of Barbara Cartland, and plus I'd agreed to take Ruth's recycling out every week. The eventual structure for an afternoon became quite the tourist attraction. Small, fluffy dogs convened to worship. Day 7. We watched Diana the Musical again. It all came flooding back. Prince Charles's sudden burst of body popping, which is followed by an interplay of gestures between Charles and Diana that is somewhere between semaphore and seizure. At the rear, Diana's wrinkled retainer, Paul Burrell, is playing Bach's first cello suite. We don't know it's Paul Burrell playing the cello yet, but we'll find out in time. He has a sort of magical cello, a cello that is a standard cello on one side, but flip it around, you have a techno space age cello in white gloss and internal illumination. This can be rotated, depending upon the cellist's, Paul Burrell's, mood, whether he's feeling like a classicist or a rocker. But it doesn't matter, because the world has Diana the Musical in it now, in which Paul Burrell plays Baroque music. There was heavy rain, and the Barbara Cartland Tower melted somewhat in the night, and the neighbour's garden was full of paperbacks. We cleared it up. They were all right about it, because I'm taking their recycling out for them. This was at 5 a.m. Day 8. Found a trailer for Fergie and Andrew behind palace doors. Weirdly, today I didn't sweat at all. I couldn't stop thinking about the rhyming structures in Diana the Musical, so I had to transcribe the rhymes of some of the musical numbers. I carved these words into a large, flat stone.
Come
friends, ends, poor boy, live, arrive,
show,
bitch,
boys,
shit, discontent, event,
destroys,
Manila, Camilla,
divorce,
hats, fights,
bright,
became
mini,
night,
like,
show,
mini,
go,
dumb,
go, sir, wife,
now,
a pride,
well,
rings,
they
hide.
Way.
Chat that long gone life,
side,
wife, clear, here is lives, not plot,
plot
not mad, sad, side, bride.
Here, clear, wife,
way,
life,
day, well,
long,
hell, now, fun,
ringside,
leave, done,
pride,
ninny, light,
wife,
ninny, bright,
sir,
divorce,
go, go,
destroys,
show, night,
me boys,
became, fight,
show,
hats,
blow,
Camilla,
Manila, Camilla,
Camilla,
tongue,
Manila,
flung,
event,
be, free,
shit,
free,
bit, arrive,
air,
arrive,
affair,
poor,
out,
end.
About. Paperbacks keep falling from the scaffolding. Oh, and Lottie's Barry Guy t-shirt turned up.
Barry Guy seems like a very nice person.
I'll be loving you always.
Your bosom and I is to be a
always. Now it is spotted by you.
Day 9. We had some problems with the boiler. The hot water isn't staying hot, making a shower the experience of holding a lethally cold object at a safe distance until such a time as you can take 20 seconds of hot panacea. This makes the start of the day either A, greatly delayed, or B, highly traumatic. A day that can start with the intention of high and mighty achievement can quickly collapse into a day where we say to one another, shall we watch Diana the Musical again? There's a little bit in Diana the Musical where Charles talks about his ideas on architecture. I gather that Charles's ideas on architecture constitute a sort of private mission of neoclassicism. I lived for a while in Dorset, and in order to take the train to London, or indeed anywhere, necessitated a trip on the bus to the Dorchester South train station. Between my house and Dorchester South train station was Poundbury, Charles's architectural utopia, classified as an urban extension and an example of a movement known as New Urbanism. From a distance, it looks like a toy town, some sort of little fire station on the outside, before little model off-white sort of quick-fix Georgian buildings. As the bus gets closer, the streaks of black and dirt begin to show up on the big, plain, bright sides of the buildings. The streets are almost always empty, despite the parked cars. This experiment in urban planning centres around a carousel-like structure containing things like a barber's or a butcher's, I can't remember, flanked by a tiny statue of the Queen Mother that stands atop an oversized plinth because people were worried about vandalism. From the angle the spectator is obliged to look at her from, she resembles an imitation Giacometti. Poundbury is a peculiar and rather haunting place, and I have to say I rather like it. I used to fantasise about making an episode of Doctor Who there and wrapping up the postbox in tinfoil to be the Dalek. I don't think I ever actually got off the bus in Poundbury, so it always went by like a film projection. Today I spoke with my mother on the telephone. I mentioned briefly that I'd watched Diana the Musical. My mother, aghast, spat out the words, "I'm never watching that!" I'm surprised. My mother is the director of Buckfastleigh Pantomime Group and puts on some pretty large-scale, ambitious shows, and I'd already begun to have fantasies about this ensemble staging their very own Diana the Musical. Day 10. We awoke at 5:30 a.m. and watched Diana the Musical. Diana references a number of popular music combos. Elton John, whom she wishes Paul Burrell would metamorphose into. The Pet Shop Boys, who encourage cacophony. Adam Ant, for whom one is required to relinquish something. Queen, who, hypothetically, would give a killer performance. Your goddamn, bloody, happy people. Day 10. Today I heard from my mother. She has now watched Diana the Musical and reports back, better than I thought it would be. And some parts of it are actually quite moving. I'm happy for my mother and hope she starts watching it as much as I do. I like to try to help to enrich the lives of those I love. Also tonight I painted a large-scale portrait of Barbara Cartland and one of her dogs. I used a projector to trace the shapes, so it's fairly accurate. I have a pot of very, very bright Day-Glow Pink, so that came in useful. A couple of years ago, I used a very black paint around an image of a small dog with a pink ribbon on a wall art box canvas. I later added little pearls to the ribbon. To make space for the Barbara Cartland painting, I moved the small dog, affectionately known as Dog in the Void, behind the Barbara Cartland painting.
I think tonight Barbara Cartland is going to appear to me and scare me to death. Then I can be her typist in the afterlife.
As I finish the Barbara Cartland painting, Lottie notices Dog in the Void peeping out from behind Barbara Cartland. And we make the shocking discovery that her dog is almost exactly the same as Dog in the Void. Then Barbara Cartland's voice appears out of nowhere.
I think I've got something which people want to hear. In fact, I know they want to hear it because I've now got 80 million books sold over the world and 45 million
Barbara,
in circulation in America.
Are you
which
here?
I take not as a compliment to me, but a
Where
compliment to England.
From?
Because a long time they said we're not going to have English authors, especially
Barbara.
Romantic ones. And now that
I do genuinely think we're being haunted by Barbara Cartland.
At night time, as I'm sitting up in bed, I see a small, glowing ball of light float across the kitchen. Has it ever been proven that the past, the present, and the future are not one and the same thing? Day 11.
You're very glacial this morning.
Why wouldn't I be? I'd like you to understand that what happened last night was nothing whatever to do with alcohol. I grant you it may have been some form of psychic delusion, but I was stone cold sober from first to last. At around 2 p.m. we give up with a long, complex day and watch Diana the Musical. I'm wondering if this is also the first work of art where Wayne Sleep appears as a character. I've long wanted the world to have a new work of art where the word modern is used in the sense of, oh, how very modern, and the song, She Moves in the Most Modern Ways, more than delivers upon this promise, whilst Wayne Sleep pirouettes in the background. He electrified the joint. It's interesting how much of a blip in wider culture modernism has become. It's good to know David Bryan and Joe DiPietro are at least still singing its praises. Somewhere James Joyce is rejoicing in tongues. The dream is not dead. A guy came round to fix the boiler, a Mr. Condamine. He looked a lot like the guy who sings "I may be unwell, but I'm handsome as hell" to Princess Diana in the AIDS ward. We can now have a hot shower. It's really great. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a nice soak in the bath. Thank you, Mr. Condamine. I've hung Barbara Cartland up on the bedroom wall because I feel like it's what the ghost wants. We have a little pink plastic wine glass that I've put in front of her so it looks like she's at a party. When we moved the painting from the study to the bedroom, Suet Gerald, one of the guinea pigs, screamed at Lottie in an obviously chastising fashion. It seemed they wanted to be near Barbara. We've never seen them shout like that before. My mother, incidentally, loves the painting and is really happy I'm painting again. Though somehow I feel more like I ought to be writing. In the night, I dreamt I was a small, white, fluffy dog who had learned to type. If you give 1,000,000 small, fluffy dogs 1,000,000 typewriters, then eventually one of them will write a romance novel. Day 12. I think Sir Cyril seems a very pleasant sort of fellow. Good firm stock, that lad.
I don't much like the way my wife looks at him.
Oh, that's inevitable. Sir Cyril is a very charming and interesting man. The things he's seen. And really, he's such a raconteur about it all. All the ladies are bound to find him irresistible. I wouldn't worry about him, though. He's a good old egg, really.
I suppose you do have to give it to him. He does have quite the physique.
Yes, he's really quite the specimen. Thighs like an ox. That's what you get. 15 years out on the savannah.
From what I gather, the man's game for game and very little else. Single-minded sort of chap.
Is he a married man?
He had a wife some years ago. A remarkable woman. She died in the deepest jungle and has never been found.
Golly, I'm sorry to hear that. I suppose that goes some way to explaining that dark, tempestuous disposition. At that moment, like a cavalcade of noise, Sir Cyril burst into the room, his eyes wild with rage.
Some scoundrels had away with my rhinoceros!
Day 13. Richard's taut buttocks, firmly ensconced in pristine riding breeches, remained firmly in place, defending themselves impeccably against the forceful, brutal, elemental wind that shook the mighty larches. He caught her glimpsing at it, and a wry, satisfying grin bent itself sideways atop his strong, double-barreled chin. She felt herself blush, and her gaze fixed firmly onto her small, white, doll-like shoes, but all she could see in her mind's eye was that firm, tensilely jodhpur-adorned flesh.
Not the perfect day for a picnic.
His mighty voice rang out through the tumult of air, and images of ham sandwiches and a checkered blanket ghost flying across the plain filled her mind. In that visionary moment, when Emery was so far away in her thoughts, the blustering gale played thief and whipped away her hat.
Oh, gosh!
Richard exclaimed, and he ran immediately after the misbehaved hat, but in that moment of madness, she threw both her hat and her caution to the wind, seized him by his drizzle-mottled jerkin, pulled him toward her, and kissed him. And how she kissed him! She kissed him with the rage and the fury of wronged gods, the eloquence of poetry, the scope of a Pantagruel, the breadth of the world. She kissed him like the lashing of fire, the winsome wince of being stung by a coquettish wasp, with hellfire and brimstone reflecting outlandish, whipping flames onto the firmament. She felt his arms around her grasp tighter, pulling her in towards him. And he returned her kiss like a fruit bat to a pomegranate in the dead of deepest night, a wild horse carousing across endless heath, like rain falling on an umbrella. Their hearts beat together. together, and his breeches grew tense. She felt his passion gently, gently pressing against her navel. They broke apart, and he began to make a sound, a sort of primal wailing, one might even call it a neighing, which he projected into the sky. Across his face, an expression of wild joy.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it, Emery? The Earth! It's so big! It's amazing to be a part of this wild land!
He tore off his shirt and beat his chest. Emery's desire grew thick.
It's God, Emery! God is speaking to us through the wind!
Emery looked into the sky, and a billow of birds blew across the mountaintops like a plume of smoke from a pipe organ that disperses over the altar. She felt something she'd never felt before, and before her very eyes, a nearby mushroom ejected a bevy of spores into the ether to fly away in the raging tempest. Richard had dropped to his knees and, arms outstretched, raged and wept with joy. The tears moistened his dense beard until the area all around his mouth had become wet, and Emery lay on the ground, exhausted, exalted, and staring directly into the face of God. Across the landscape, ham sandwiches danced.
Since this last entry, Ergo no longer talks, but only sleeps and writes. Or rather, they recite and I transcribe. My fingers are blistered and painful. The guinea pigs will not leave Ergo's side and scream and try to bite me if I even attempt to move them. In the last 7 days, Barbara has written 4 medium-length romances and drawn 1 or 2 experimental flying machines. Of the novels they've written so far, The Duchess and the Dorchester Lad is my current favourite, building simmering erotic tension that bubbles almost painfully like a champagne cork 3/4 out of the bottle. In my spare time, of which I don't have a lot because I'm having to do a lot of typing, I tend to watch Diana the Musical and cry. But please don't worry about me. I have a bottle of gin in my bedroom.
I shall then be only the empty shell of what I am now. I love you. I cannot go on through life without you.
Diana the Musical, written by Barbara Cartland, Pierre Menard, Noel Coward, David Bryan, and Joe DiPietro. Performed by Gianna DeWaal, Ro Hartranf, Erin Davies, Judy Kay, Tessa Alves, Zach Adkins, Ashley Andrews, Austin Daniel Bomer, Holly Butler, Bruce Dow, Lauren E.J. Hamilton, Andre Jordan, Gareth Keegan, Nathan Lucrezia, Thomas Matos, Chris Medlin, Laura Stracco, Bethany Tesarco. Directed by Christopher Ashley, this immersive experience was immersively experienced by Ergo Fismes and Depressed Hall.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
Are you age 60 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Hello, how'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Zelena, zelena žabica, regija, regija, regija. Zvezda, omakni se. Pošti nam dežja. Ali zvezda govori, potnik je sredi poti. Ako ugasnem, potnik se izgubi. In potnik je hodil vso noč in našel dom. Kulturne rožice. Kulturne rožice.
Živel je rdečelast človek, ki ni imel oči in ušes. Ni imel niti las, zato mu rdečelast pravimo samo pogojno. Govoriti ni mogel, ker ni imel ust. Tudi nosu ni imel, celo rok in nog ni imel. Ni imel ne trebuha, ne ramen, ne hrbta, nobenih notranjih organov. Ničesar ni imel. Tako da ni jasno, o kom govorimo. Bolje, da ne rečemo o njem nič več.
Hale, op.
Hop, hop, z nogami, zahod, za gorami. Roza oblaki, puh, puh, z vlaki, huk, huk, čuka Bruno je. Tukaj, kje, kje? Tukaj, po tem sranjem. Joj, joj, ne morem več. Ničesar. Nihče. Jaz sem sipa. Govorim, da bi bil. Kaj govorite? Govorim, da bi bil. Potem si mislim, bo že prepozno. Ampak kaj je to? Prdec v hlače. Kopernik je bil izjemen znanstvenik.
Vokulja. Vokulja. Suhe slive. Moje noge so kot kumarice. Ne, ne, ničesar, ničesar. Kuni maga nila, wa. Polpeti. Volumne te sobe še nismo izmerili. Se bomo že kako zmenili. 3x27 je 81. Svet gre pa v kurac. Adi. Našla sem Jurčka. Dajte, no. 8 minut bo v hipu minilo. Pa, pa, pa. Pipi, pa, pi, via, bum, bum, via, bum, bum,
pa, pi.
Kuribir, daramur, dindiri, slakatir, pakaradagu, daki, čiri, kiri, kiri. Zanudila, habakula, hanču, ana, kudi, stum, čina, lakudi, para, vi. Čapu, ačapali, ščapatali, mar, nebolečina, hel.
Kulturne rožice. Kulturne rožice. Kulturne rožice.
Ferugine.
Drajva me.
Kaj?
Sej veš.
Vem. Ne boš nič rekel?
Ne. Drajva me tvoj drajv. Nadaljuj, prosim.
To ni dovolj.
Bolje kot nič. Rad bi poseksal tvojo dušo.
Nor si. Ampak lahko bi bilo še huje. Mnogo huje. Fak, a si predstavljaš nas troje skupaj? Ti, moja duša in jaz v trojčku. Troje edino z Boga.
Ja.
Bullshit, nisi pripravljen.
Kako to misliš? Zakaj ne?
Ma, gnil bi v meni, dokler ne bi zgnila še sama. Ne vem, če hočem.
A, to te moči. Lahko me udariš.
Zakaj?
Na koncu bo manj.
Česa?
Tebe. Eni ste tu, da se razdajete. Kaj moreš? To je lepo. Zelo lepo.
Veš, kako lepo je, če nekdo črpa iz tebe. Če nekdo črpa iz samega vira tvojega življenja. To ni lepo, to je mučenje.
Ni lepo samo... Če pozabiš nase,
zakaj pozabljaš nase? Obscin si. Zakaj? Zakaj? To je obscino. Ne se čuti dolžno odgovoriti. Nočem filet luken v tvoji duši. Rad bi jo samo po seksu.
V redu, tudi moraš mi nekaj obljubati.
Kaj pa?
Da ne boš poskušal odpreti. So stvari, ki jih ženska mora narediti sama.
Velja.
Kaj pa prva noč žalovanja?
Iz odprtin za oči mi je prilezla velika debela vrv. Bilo me je strah. Ugotoviti poškodbe, poiskati škarje, zaviti v rjuhe, siračem. Po goltnem cmoku grlu in počasi, tiho, skoraj da svečano, iztegnem roke in sežem po njej. Vrv se mi izmika, pretkana je. Ravno ko mislim, da jo imam, mi zdrsne iz rok in švigne pod nočno omarico. Zgrabi me panika, srce mi bije tum, tum, tum. Vsak gib je lahko usoden. Slutim, prišla bo, ko jo bom najmanj pričakovala. Razkosala bo moje telo. Na kroglo in trikotnik, razcefrala drobne dlani na zlate niti. Moja postava, nekoč krepka in mesena, se zdaj izsušena upogiba naprej, čaka na najin obračun. Nenadoma jo začutim. Drsi po mojem hrbtu, za seboj pušča prah, ki se dviga visoko v zrak. Voham ga, sladek je, diši po vrtnicah. Naenkrat postane toplo, prijetno, vleče me v lahkoten poletni spanec. Počasi odprem oči, globoko urezane, a žive. Odpadli koški vrvi se razletijo povsod po sobi. Nekaj jih konča pri meni. Iz njih se cedijo solze zlate barve, da me je strah. Odvržem škarje, stopim na posteljo, razgrnem rjuhe. Razprem roke visoko v zrak. Zunaj se že dani. Žalovanje. Grozovito območje, kjer me ni več strah.
Si kdaj videl žalost? Krog na mesto glave, ki ga prebada troje oči. Hodi na treh nogah. Govori tri jezike. Košata je. Vedno se skriva v kotu. Nekoč sem bila pogosto pri njej. V nespečnih nočeh, ob bledem vosku, sva si govorila zgodbe. Nihče ni videl. Ko je nekoč Leno poležavala v kotu, začuti, kako ji nekaj leze po obrazu. Reče si, da ni nič. Slabe sanje. Toda gibi postajajo močnejši.
pritiskajo ji na lobanjo, na očesne veke. Počasi, čisto počasi, odpre oči in zagleda, kako se jo okrog glave vijejo niti vrvi. Kliče me na pomoč v jeziku, ki ga poznam zgolj žalost, vrv in jaz. Svojih moči in škarja zapičim naravnost v mehko tkivo, ki jo drži skupaj. Na tisoče niti se raztrosi na okrog. Ko se pobarva v zlato, razpoznam žalost. Božam jo po laseh, ljubkuje mi rane. Izčrpana obleži v mojem naročju. Zazibljava se skupaj v sladek spanec. Nekje na meji, med sanjami in budnostjo, naenkrat odprem oči. Krog na mesto glave, iz rane ji je zraslo oko. Veliko, svetlo, krvavo. Žalost me pogleda, nič ne reče, nima več glasu. Napnem glasne žice na vso moč, da se sliši zgodba o žalosti v jeziku, ki ga razume vsak. Še. Vsak ima svoj ritem žalosti.
V rokah držim šopek pol živih besed. Vsak večer pred polnočjo mi zlezejo iz naročja in se odpravijo v neznano. To je njihov mali ritual. Vsak večer jih opazujem skozi okno, kako se vidno opite in sključene potikajo naokrog po mestu. Ne vem, kaj naj z njimi. Včeraj jih dolgo ni bilo nazaj. Vsa panična zgrabim plašč, stopim na cesto in jih začnem iskati. Noč je sveža. Hodim mimo jeklenih konstrukcij. Asfalt diši po gozdu, voham drevorede žrjavov. Po urah tavanja se znajdem v parku in jih zagledam, kako sedijo na klopci. Prikradem se jim za hrbet. Nežno, potihem. Skoraj da še petaje, z glavami stisnjenimi skupaj, pojejo pesmi o črkah, ki jih vsak večer iščejo za manj. O črkah, ki so žive, za vsele izgubljene. Obtičale med listi popisanega zvezka, ki ga ne najdem več. Stopim na najbližji žerjav. Z roko sežem v žep, uprasnem žigalnico in jo odvržem na tla. Mesto zaprasketa v rumenem ognju. Ko izgori, za seboj pusti vonj raztresenega pepela in glas na žerjavu, ki še zmeraj poje svojo žalostinko.
Vas, uporniki zemlje in ognja, brate nevihte in brate viharja, brate potopov in zlomljenih ladij, brate vseh strtih evropskih src. Kličem vas, brate te zemlje te ptane, glejte, tam travica zazelenela. Zazelenela je in zaživela, brate vseh strt evropskih src. O da, ljubezen bi se prebudila, kakor ta travica v srcih steptanih, od srda zastrupljenih in od sovraštva, da bi ta pesem visoko zapela, travica drobna, ki je zaživela. Kličem vas, bratje vesolne ljubezni. Naše pozitivno delo bo absolutno zmaga nad slovensko kulturno lažjo. Človek spoznava. Ne kraljujejo, kraljujejo neroni, človek spoznava, da so neroni. Ne kraljujejo sila nad onemoglostjo, človek spoznava. Zdaj šele ve, kaj potrebuje. Vsak prevrat je odsev kozmične volje. Šele v mogočni falangi vseh zatiranih je naša rešitev, kajti le tisti, ki so zatirani, lahko čutijo in ustvarijo novo pravico, nov svet zgrajen za človeka. Vidim vas, majhni ste, ne zaradi števila, zaradi plahosti. Zakaj obupujete, ko se preraja človeštvo? Ena rešitev prihaja, rešitev človeštva. Vi pa ste maloupni in umirate. Ali ne čutite tega svetlikanja? Ali ne čutite gibanja množic? Novo človečanstvo ustaja. Kaj, če prihaja iz nižin? Ponižano je bilo. Kaj, če prihaja iz dna? Oskrunjeno je bilo. Kaj, če prihaja z nevihto in strelami? Tlačeno je bilo. Posebna lastnost globokih in lepih duš je, da pokažejo svoje življenje, da pokažejo edino pot, ki jo mora hoditi duša. Klepoti. Delam z rokami, razumem zato, da živim, zato, da dobim hrano. In dokler ni tiste idealne uredbe države, ki bi človeku a priori nudila kulturno življenje, ne v povračilu za njegovo materialno delo, davki, marveč kot cilj človeku, kot država, osnovana na človeškem principu. A dokler tega ni, ima kulturno delo oni smisel. Tvigati človeštvo, izpolnjevati nikoli popolno razvojno stopnjo človeka v harmonijo duše. Zmaga resnice v kulturnem, humanizma v gospodarskem, pravičnosti v socialnem življenju bo največji triumf sodobnega človeštva. Odprite okna, odprite duri. Osvobojeni človek prihaja. Poklonite se njegovemu trpljenju, pokleknite pred njegovim ponižanjem, pozdravite njegovo silo. Kajti iz trpljenja se je rodila radost, iz ponižanja poveličanje, iz sile ustajenje. Vsako trpljenje je bilo veliko ponižanja. Ali ne radost, ne poveličevanje nista ostala iz njega pri nas. Jaz pa prinašam radost, poveličanje in ustajenje. Pri nas moramo se imeti leh globokim, resničnim velikim ciljem. Kultura mora biti, na kateri mora sloneti naša politika, ne pa obratno.
kulturne rožice. Kulturne rožice.
Premišljam in bi povedal rad svojo misel vam, mladim, vam, ki so vam misli še čiste in dotaknjene samo od srebrne rose mladosti. To je bil nočni program redakcije za kulturo in humanistične vede Radija Študent. Lahko noč.
Zelena, zelena žabica, reglja, reglja, reglja. Zvezda, zvezda, umakni se. Pošti nam dežja. Ali zvezda govori, potnik je sredi poti. Ako ugasnem, ako ugasnem, potnik se izgubi. In potnik je hodil, hodil vso noč. In našel dom. Nočni program Radija Študent.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet.
Radia.fm.
Over and out.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUD, ma radio, communautaire, j'y ai trop. CKUD.ca, yo, CKUD.
90,3 FM, Montréal.
It's past the light. I stumble.